Right, Pat.
Darren, first thing I've got to ask you before we get on to the other stuff, what happened at the end with Pete Boyle, with the melee, the fracas, whatever?
To be honest, all I seen was, which you can't do, their right back put his hands on him, Boyle's, you know, lying flat on the floor. You know, it's all a bit of handbags and things like that, you know, but you know, at the end of the day, no player should ever lift their hands to another player, and I think that's what it was. The referee came, calmed it down, and I don't like to see players sent off or anything like that, you know, especially in terms of the dying minutes of the game. So, it was nothing. It was nothing, you
right.
know.
Yeah, looked more spectacular than it was.
Yeah, I've seen, you know, bigger scraps in my playground, to be quite honest, when I was in reception, you know, but, you know. Again, it's the heat of the moment, getting to a very agitative stage of the game where, you know, the last minute they're looking to get the ball to, you know, try and go and get the equaliser. We're looking to try and get the ball to score because we didn't sit back and defend because we dominated the majority of the game, probably overall, probably about 80% of the game, 80 minutes of the game. I thought 5 minutes of the first half, I thought they had a spell. And second half, did 5 minute spell. To be honest, almost could have cost us, you know, because that's when teams are in top, like, you know, like we were for the majority of the game, we're going to create chances, and we had 4, 5, 6 good chances to put the game to bed, but we didn't, and then that. You know, they're still in the game at that point, and then they can get wee little half chances, because no matter what opposition you play against, they're always going to get chances or half chances.
Well, two games in, first weekend of the season, a draw at Scarborough, victory over Prescott tonight, 4 points. Are you satisfied with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you look at Prescott, to be fair to them, they're a decent side, even though we dominated them for the majority of the game. They're actually a good side. They're an attack-minded side. They've good quality players in the team. And they battled. You know, a credit to any team comes to our home and, you know, battles. And then, to be fair to them, they battled. They never give up. Even when their backs were against the ropes, they still battled, and credit to them. But as I say, you know, the best team to get the 3 points.
Nice start for Tom Pratt, new signing, 2 goals.
Yeah, he's been superb. He's been superb. One of the things, you know, his work ethic out of possession is impressive, and it's very, you know, he brings a lot to the team. He can play in a variety of positions, and as you see, he's a quality player. Times he's running with the ball, you know, it's close ball control, superb. The ball just, you know, sticks to his foot. And he's always in control of them. You know, that's on the ground or in the air, and it's fantastic to see.
I mean, me looking at the team from the sidelines, there seem to be swaggers, perhaps not the word, a self-belief about them. Would that be right?
Yeah, at the end of the day, do you know what, Pat? We just want the players to go out and express, be themselves. You know, I've been in positions, myself, Dave, you know, Gaz, you know, where you play games and, you know what, you're almost in fear at times of not being yourself because the manager maybe wants you to do something or whatever. I think it's important. We've stressed it from day one. Use your strengths. Have belief in your ability. We're going to encourage you to do it. The only time I'll ever come down hard on the players is if they don't work hard. But as you can see over the last two games and pre-season, Pat, they're working tirelessly for the team, for each other, for themselves, and an absolute credit to them.
And the new signings, the ones you've used, appear to have gelled. They seem to have fitted
They've all
well.
Gelled. They've all gelled. You know, we have a constant headache in terms of, you know, picking teams, because what you have, which is, I think, unusual, is you have a pre-season that couldn't have went any better. The players are performing, every single one of them, when no matter how long they're on, they're performing, and they're giving us, you know, food for thought in terms of picking the team. We can only pick 11 and we can only pick 5 subs. And hopefully they can see the patient side of it, stick with this, because there, you know, there will be chances. And it's important that when they get that chance, they take them.
Matt Beadle was, you know, the star striker. He's got a lot of goals second half of the season. How close is he to match fitness? Because he was injured.
Well, he'll still be a bit off, Pav, yeah. To be quite honest with you. As you say, he's missed pretty much all the friendlies, which is, you know, been disappointing. As I say, you know, pre-season's been superb, where we've got a team fully fit through pre-season. We'd have loved to have had Bede with us on that, but you know, he's going through the rehab stage. He's working hard and training. And yeah, as I say, look forward to getting them on the pitch as soon as possible.
A good shot to have in your locker, as it were. You know.
Well, that's it. Yeah, but you know, again, he'll tell you he wants to play and things like that. And we, you know, we want him to play. But you know, Boyle's doing tremendous up there as well. So, you know, even when he's back fit, he has to, you know, he has to fight for his place, because that's what we want: healthy competition, so the players can go out, you know, and be themselves and play to the best of their ability. We've brought them in because we believe in the quality that they have and the quality they can bring to the table. And yeah, hopefully that can continue throughout the season.
Another man who made an impression last season was Big Cam. So, am I right that he's had a family bereavement?
Yes, that's correct. He sadly lost his father last week, which made him unavailable for the Scarborough game. So he flew to Thailand. He just got back yesterday. Thoughts were with him, obviously, through the very sad time. And he's come back yesterday. He was in training this morning, and he'd be training Thursday, putting himself in contention for Saturday.
And Saturday, of course, is the FA Cup. Starts earlier and earlier. Congleton Town. I mean, this club is, you can't guarantee anything, but this club is yearning for a cup run.
Do you know, it'll be fantastic. I'm not going to lie, Pav. You know, I want to bring huge success to this great club. We'll take each game as it comes. We'll prepare properly for Congleton. I'll make sure that we go about our business with hard work, professionalism, and a very high standard, because you know, FA Cups are important. You know, to get a run, get a bit of money, would be absolutely brilliant, and hopefully we can do that starting on Saturday.
Great. Thank you.